The Florida Child Abuse Death Review Committee has been around for several years. But this year, they're expected to follow a new law that took effect in July. It overhauls the state's child welfare agency after a bill passed during this year's legislative session. After a series of investigations by the Miami Herald, state lawmakers looked into how to address a spate of child abuse-related deaths that occurred under the watch of the Florida Department of Children and Families. Stewart Republican Representative Gail Harrell was tasked with working on the legislation in the House. She says with these new changes, the state Child Abuse Death Review Committee will be looking at more than just verified deaths in Florida.
Previously, they were only looking at verified child abuse deaths. Now, the new legislation asks them to review all deaths where there has been a report to the hotline from birth to 18. So it's a broader base.
And Mary Beth Vickers told the same thing to members of the State Child Abuse Death Review Committee Thursday. She's with the Florida Department of Health, which formed the committee and leads the 18-member panel as well. Still, Vickers says while there will be an emphasis on a broader approach in the future, that won't be happening for the 2013 report.
Historically, we've been looking at verified deaths moving forward. We will have two data sets, both verified as well as alleged. Now, I will tell you for the purpose of the October report this year, we will only be focusing on verified. Those verified for 2013 because the new legislation did not become effective till July 1. So after this year's report, we will have two separate data sets that we will be looking at.
Also, as part of the new approach, the committee will now be staffed with an epidemiologist from the State Health Department who will further assist in analyzing all the data received, says DOH's General Counsel Jan Myrick.
What is hoped is that by having the guidance of a professional epidemiology, the data can become more meaningful and the committee can start to identify trends, causes, and factors so that the committee can make the recommendations that result in the ultimate intent of the statute, which is to reduce the number of child deaths by child abuse.
Many of the panel's new members, made up of medical, law enforcement, and social services backgrounds, had a similar question. How will all this work? And Myrick says it will be a process. The new law calls for the creation of what's called critical incident rapid response teams to determine the root cause of the child abuse death and report those findings on DCF's website. Then one of the 23 local child death review committees will come together and conduct their own review of the child death, later developing prevention campaigns and preparing recommendations for local communities. After, they'll submit those findings to the state committee and, with the assistance of the epidemiologists, analyze any changes needed to be made on the executive level or by way of new legislation. And already, Representative Gail Harrell has a couple of suggestions. She says while both the Child Death Review Committees and the critical response teams are crucial to the process, she'll likely look into filing a bill that might further clarify their roles.
Well, I think the legislature is very concerned about child deaths, and we may need some legislation next year to really clarify the differences between the two and to make sure that we're not duplicating. That is truly what we want to do as we move forward. The goal, of course, is to prevent as many child deaths as possible.
While there was support on the panel for having an epidemiologist, some suggested taking it a step further and figuring out a way to evaluate the success of other states' prevention efforts, which is expected to be discussed at their face-to-face meeting August 28th. The committee will also be considering making changes to its guidelines for local and state committees, with a goal of reviewing those guidelines every 2 years. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.